Well, the other side of the coin, what was your worst experience?
Worst experience. It's so much harder to answer that than it is the other.
Not everybody even had a bad experience they claim up to.
Oh no, there were a lot of ups and downs all the time. I mean, you know, things like the the bus, people getting busted, and I remember a night there was some pretty gruesome violence out on 14th Street. 14th Street was just hot all the time, and even late at night, you know, and you'd have, at a certain point you have like, I guess they'd call them gangs now, but groups of people, and they'd be fighting over something. Mm-hmm. You never knew what, you know, that kind of stuff. But that's not, I'm trying to think of something.
Yes, sir.
I think some of the struggles in the Bird got much sharper than they needed to be, and sometimes you would get estranged from people that were really, you know, we were on the same side, and sometimes mm-hmm. those arguments would get really nasty and a lot of hurt. Mm-hmm. But that's not any one event, it's just sometimes. And also, I think that got sharper as the world began to change. Yeah. And that particular world was not going to stay for very long.
Well, it seemed to be under attack from so many sides.
It was under attack, and it also had weaknesses within it.
Yeah.
And I think as you sort of began to realize that, you know, things got very sharp. And then the other thing was that a lot of us were reaching the conclusion that the methods for changing things were not going to work. And we had to look elsewhere. We had to reconsider. We had to, you know, reevaluate what we had been doing, because the war was still going on. You know, there were a lot of things that police brutality was becoming worse. The Panthers were being assassinated. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, there was just all these things were happening. And we were not equipped to understand it and come up with the solutions. In other words, we knew we had to go through another long process. We thought we had already gone through that. And it turned out it was permanent. It was like you had to go through it every few years because the world kept changing. So I think, you know, that sort of thing tended to make some of the struggles we had with each other much sharper. Because they were life and death struggles, but I think sometimes, you know, you got confused about who was your friend and who was your enemy and all that kind of stuff. And
it's like that old Emo Phillips joke, the two people that run into each other and, oh, you're a member of the so-and-so church? Yeah, me too. And they keep going on with these similarities, and then he says, left side of the pulpit or right? Right. Die, infidel!
Yeah.
They have all these things in common, but that last little bit.
Well, you know, here's what I think is difficult. Sometimes there really are differences that are extremely important, and sort of which road you take or which way you go, everything can depend on it.
Yeah.
So in that sense, those things were life and death decisions. But on the other hand, you have to make sure that it's that kind of contradiction that is causing the sharpness. Mm-hmm. It might be something else that's not so important, and it's sorting through all those contradictions and struggles to which are the ones that are important and are worth maybe losing a friendship over, and which ones are the kind of thing that you can struggle together from different sides. It's like knowing the difference. You know, I feel like a lot of us that have gone through the 60s are a little bit better at that now, having gone through it and made a lot of mistakes. We're a little bit better at seeing the difference and handling those. I read Mao during this time, just mm-hmm. like, you know, a lot of people did. At one point, you know, people really turned toward China and Mao.
Yeah.
And one thing that I liked that I read was he always made a distinction between what he called contradictions with the enemy and contradictions among the people. And he said, you cannot handle one the way you handle the other. One calls for one kind of solution, the other calls for a whole other kind of solution. And I think that's what I'm talking about, is where you confuse what are differences among the people on the same side and what are actually differences that you have with the enemy. And I think that's what I'm trying to, he put it up in a political framework and stuff, but that's what I'm trying to describe. I even wrote an article on Pete Townsend and the WHO. I think the title was Contradictions Among the People, and it was about the scene at Woodstock when Abbie Hoffman was trying to speak and Townsend hit him over the head with his guitar. And I was trying to argue that, look, both of them were right. They should not have been looking at each other as going over to the enemy. Both had an aspect of correctness, you know, and they shouldn't have been, it shouldn't have come to that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I explained why I thought Abbie was right, and I explained why Pete was right, and why they really should have been united. You know, so I was always trying to bridge the gap between culture and politics, which was so sharp.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just like, sometimes it seemed like two oceans, you know. And I was always being pulled apart, trying to bridge that